one FEMA agent since I've been here. He approached the front gate of our facility, and his request was, get this, cooperate with local government. We've been reported to the authorities for domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of special operation veterans. It doesn't get any more American than what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're here to help the people.
Yes, it is that damn bad that the survivors of the storm are in such mental torment and going through so much trauma because they literally have nothing left. There are certain ones of them that have nothing left. No homes, no belongings, no nothing. Completely gone. All they have is their life. And they're taking that from themselves now. Yeah, it's that bad.
I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Imagine that an organization that brands conservatives and Christians haters and puts them on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan works with the federal government, advising the administration on its domestic terror strategy. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened under the Biden administration. This hate map inspired an act of terror in 2012, and former staff have come forward claiming that the hate accusations are a highly profitable scam. The White House has hosted meetings with SPLC leaders and staff at least 11 times, and Biden nominated an SPLC attorney to a top federal judgeship. The Biden administration has used the SPLC to target radical traditional Catholics, and last year, the SPLC added parental rights groups like Moms for Liberty to the hate map. This echoes the Biden White House's work on a letter comparing concerned parents to domestic terrorists.
Under this morning, growing safety fears for government workers in Western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately, adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA. NBC News has not seen the email cited by the Post, and it's unclear whether the threat mentioned was seen as credible. North Carolina Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards addressing the reported threats on MSNBC.
We had two counties with folks reported with different militia groups attacking and threatening FEMA. Yeah.
An update here. Authorities in North Carolina have arrested 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons of Bostic, North Carolina. We have the mugshot there. Parsons was arrested and charged with going armed to the terror of the public. He was armed with a handgun and a rifle. Of course, in this information environment, there are concerns that conspiracy theories and bad information regarding recovery efforts could spur further threats, but really relieved to report that at this point, the sheriff's office believes that the suspect acted alone.
The U.S. military has updated a DOD directive to allow the use of lethal force in domestic operations under specific conditions, particularly in assisting civil law enforcement during national security emergencies, potentially including civil disturbances. The 2024 version of the directive repealed previous versions and significantly expands the military's role in domestic operations, raising concerns about its use during potential civil unrest surrounding the election. The updated directive allows defense intelligence components to provide personnel to assist law enforcement agencies and civil authorities with lethal force in situations likely to result in death or serious bodily injury, including confrontations with civilian individuals or groups. However, the U.S. military is generally prohibited from engaging domestically with the citizenry, except in cases and circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress, as per the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code 1385. The updated directive and the potential use of lethal force in domestic operations have raised significant concerns and questions about civil liberties and the military's role in domestic affairs, particularly in the context of the upcoming elections.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it,
It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number three. Very informative and lovely. Talk show host with The Blaze, Sarah Gonzalez, will be in studio with us coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I'll do some into the next fourth hour with her. And the Jade Hour, I'll pop in with 30, 40 minutes of key critical intel from source New World Order documents. That's his specialty. And I have probably about, not probably, I have hundreds of articles here, but I've got several dozen I want to hit here in a moment. But I talked about this, and Trump did a great job yesterday, so let's just play these clips. I mean, it's just, he just devastated him at the Al Smith dinner. This has been going on for, you know, 80-something years, and no presidential candidate who's the nominee, either Republican or Democrat, has ever not gone to it except Walter Mondale in 84. He lost 49 states, only won one, and so that's quite the harbinger for her. She didn't show up. So here we go. Let's just play clip 2 through 7. These are short, back-to-back. These are amazing. Here they are.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot up. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough. Oh, I did. You know, they told me the last time I did this, I was running against Crooked Hillary. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people is voting for me. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. And I actually said, do you mind if I do that? He said, no, you got to do what you got to do. He's a pro. He's a professional.
Catholic president, right? After JFK, President Biden couldn't be here tonight. The DNC made sure of that. I guess I'm the only one that reads history. I never know how to address you people. Do you prefer, you know, global elite or coastal elite? You know, I mean, I know we live in sensitive times and I don't want to mislabel anyone. I'm personally excited to be up here, and not just because you make me look young and principled. You know, this seating arrangement is weird, right? I mean, it looks like the plutocrats are about to play Family Feud. And the survey says, whatever you want. This dais, actually, let's be honest, this entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City and Brian Kilmeade. Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends, hopefully. You know, because this room is, I'm glad you guys have a sense of humor about this, because this room is undeniably impressive. It really is. The prestige, the wealth, the allegations. I mean, wow. And don't feel bad if you don't have any allegations yet, okay? Which reminds me, Letitia James is here. She had a great year. She's just back there watching all of you. She's watching.
All right, I have stacks of incredible developments, but I'm going to hit this one first, because when you ask yourself, how evil are the globalists? How evil are the Democrats? How evil are the Pritzkers, who are Republicans? It's really hard to even let it soak in until you actually talk to the fathers and the mothers like we have on air in famous cases in Texas, in Michigan, in Oregon, in Illinois, in New York, that I've had on the show and my other hosts have had on, in famous cases where the school, normally it's kind of a autistic-style child, and I had a member of the parliament on like 10 years ago from the UK who was first noticing this, that half the kids that were getting put in the transgender bin and being sterilized were autistic. So kids like to do make-believe. So they start telling in preschool now, and I'm going to show you the documents here, but really bad in kindergarten, first grade, fifth grade. Oh, we're not going to pretend to be a superhero or a dragon or a cowboy or something or a police officer. We're going to pretend you're another sex and you can be anything you want. And then if the child says, yeah, I feel like I am another sex, and the teachers do this in public school and in the elite private ones, it happened to Elon Musk's son, without him even knowing. Why so pissed? He's told you that. They then create a file once your kid says they want to be this. And in public schools and private schools all over the country, they then keep it secret and attach social workers to the child and say, your parents are going to be mean to you. Don't tell them it's our little secret. So it's just how pedophiles create a relationship, start groping, start saying, don't tell your parents. And then that's how they do it. I mean, the low-functioning ones that have low IQs, they just try to grab kids out of playgrounds or, you know, your kids in the bathroom at Target, and they grab them. I mean, you see those surveillance camera tapes where a guy comes out of the bathroom with a kid and the kid's never seen again, or they're found dead or, you know, found being raped. This is super illegal, super creepy grooming. And that's what drag queen story time is. A lot of convicted pedophiles, many cases. And there's cases all over the country where it'll come out in the news. Well, parents got mad that they had career day for the fifth graders at the library, and the local drag queen who dances at the gay bar came and told the kids that being a transgender person is great because you can make money. And in the Denver case, that was even on Fox News a few years ago. I'm just using one that everybody's heard of. This man, dressed as a woman, told the kids, I make a lot of money working at the sex club and I'm an escort and have sex with people. And in Germany, they mainline it and make women that are out of work become prostitutes. You don't believe me? Just look it up. Germany making unemployed women become prostitutes. And then the government becomes the pimp. There was an article earlier this year, mainstream German news, where they're making women service up to 10 men a day and they can't refuse the clients. That's sex slavery. Oh, the liberals are all about, you know, legalizing sex work so it's all clean and good. And then they make you do it. Just like they try to take over your body and make you take a poison shot. It's about raping your rights. It's about making you a slave. Like the federal filing to say, I don't own my own name. And they say, Alex Jones is different. Other people own their names. He doesn't. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. Yeah, yeah. Throw that headline and we'll go back to drag queen story time. Reader once charged with sex assault. Yeah, raped a six-year-old boy. But go back to the other one out of Germany, the London Telegraph. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. That was a few years ago. Hell, that's 19 years ago. Now in Germany, look it up, they make them service 10 men a day and they can't refuse a man. Well, I thought a prostitute can refuse who they want. Oh, no. You, when I say this stuff, the crew just types in and finds it. I know this sounds like bull to most of you that are normal, and you're like, they're not making women be prostitutes in Germany. They're not making them service 10 men a day. Yeah, they are. And whatever they're doing over there is run by the globalists they want to do here. And remember, the CIA got caught in West Germany placing over 30,000 children with over 30,000 pedophiles to create a new society. If you're a new listener, just, I know that doesn't sound real. Just like 325,000 missing kids under Kamala being found in sex slavery and slave labor. Doesn't sound real, but it's a Senate report and all confirmed. And then 8,000 of the names got given to Muckraker, Anthony Rubin and his team, and they went to a bunch of the houses and they said, yeah, I had a little five-year-old here. Had her for 2 days, 6 months ago. I don't know who I gave her to. Call the police. Sorry, we can't respond. That's a federal matter. So you went to an airfield and 6 months ago and got a five-year-old girl. Yeah, yeah, I remember, yeah. And here's her name, yeah. Where is she? I don't know. I gave her to somebody. That's on video. I don't know. I gave her to, and they go to another house. Same story. And the one of the whistleblowers for over a decade was involved before Obama started all this, and Trump killed it. Then it came back worse than ever under Biden and Kamala. We had him in the studio just 2 weeks ago. He's on record to Congress as a whistleblower. He'd be on airplanes where they wouldn't give him any diapers or food. And in some cases, he was bringing three-month-old babies. And they would fly him to four or five stops for six, seven, eight, 9 hours with the babies crapping all over themselves with no food. And then with no paperwork except a piece of paper with their name, he doesn't even know the name's real. The baby can't talk. He just hands it to somebody in a parking lot. He goes, I'm not doing this. Yep, German government. First register, then turn tricks. So, just like Canada officially says, oh, sorry, the COVID shot hurt you? We'll kill you. We'll euthanize you. Doesn't sound real. I can play the newscast how great it is. They don't just admit it. They say how wonderful it is. What is the level of evil we're talking about? Unlimited. Thomas Jefferson was once asked in a newspaper article, what is the level that tyrants will take us to? What would the worst tyrant do? And he said, whatever you accept, because there's always someone more evil when you accept tyranny who will replace the last tyrant until the most psychotic, bloodthirsty lunatics are in control. So here's the newest article. Biden regime plots child abduction scheme to remove gender dysphoric LGBTQIAP2S plus minors from non-affirming homes. It's a national news article. It's big. It's thick. It's full of links. And it's damn on target. And it looks at Ohio and a bunch of other states. It's a new rule imposed by the Biden regime on America's foster care system where children who suffer from gender dysphoria, because they get confused by the government agencies, they get attention and prizes, and they say there's something else, being forcibly abducted from their foster parents and taken to those that will affirm putting them on chemicals to block puberty and then sterilize them, including parents. This deals with foster parents. You got to go read this. You got to go see the clips on it. This is a clip of a dad teaching a dad to affirm his son's choice to be a girl. It's part of the Biden Foundation As You Are campaign, but they're actually trying to make you that way. Normalizing transgenderism among foster youth. You got all these states that have passed laws to take kids from biological parents if the parents, when the school's convincing them they're this, to say, you're not going to that club. You're 10 years old. You're not really a boy. You're a girl. Yes, I am a boy. Boom, you're gone. And they passed a law in Oregon last year where you don't even know where the kid goes. They won't even tell parents where the kid is. They won't even tell you why they've disappeared. They just say your kid's gone and the state took them. That's how bad the evil's gotten. And now the federal government's backing it under Biden. So that's what we're dealing with. That's just one of the articles. Look at these articles. Al Sharpton tells MSNBC he's convinced Trump will put him on a list if reelected. Oh, and then and have him sued and lawfared and thrown in prison like you guys are doing? The Atlantic, Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Total bull. CBS hit with FCC complaint for changing significant and intentional news distortion over edited Kamala Harris interview. Continuing. Oh, there's so much here. What should I go to next? What should I hit next here? I mean, there's just... This one's really important. Yeah, there it is. Transgender minors protected from estranged parents under Washington law. Oh, yeah. Young as seven. They convince your kid there's something else and then take them and put them in a secret facility with all the other victims. Bill Gates doubles down on global digital ID push as critics sound alarm on privacy risk. Bill Gates runs through his big international center, the UN pandemic response vaccine program, and the global ID system, and China provided the software for it, and it's the heart of the global social credit score internet ID system. Meanwhile, the World Bank announces that it is about to launch its own global digital public infrastructure, DPI, off of Bill Gates' plan. Boy, who died made him your doctor and your banker, and he'll decide what you can buy and sell. He controls your body. Bill Gates has voiced strong support for what his foundation, along with the EU, UN, and World Economic Forum, refer to as the digital public infrastructure, DPI, and its key parts, digital IDs and payments. And Gates wants to see them implemented globally. In a blog post, the Microsoft founder once again attempted to establish his reputation as a visionary on these matters and praises a number of developing countries which are adopting the concept of DPI. Yeah, like Nigeria, it made it even hellish, even more hellish. Is currently in various ways. One could say trailed for the rest of the world, whatever that means. India, Kenya, Brazil, and Tonga. One of the major criticisms leveled at the digital ID payment system and its rush to get there, given the DPI is supported and supposed to see large-scale adoption by 2030, it is that they will lead to enhanced digital government surveillance and subsequent disenfranchisement of people. Yeah, the EU had, all of them said, we're going to use central bank digital currency. That's what this is, smart money. It tracks everything you do. To control your behavior and censor you and track everything you do and devalue it or upvalue it depending on your behavior and do bail-ins where they take the money directly out of your bank or devalue the very tokens. However, Gates does not share these concerns and claims that what he calls a properly designed DPI will in fact enhance privacy thanks to safeguards he mentions in passing. Gates also touches on what he says is the benefits of the MOSIP, Modular Open Source Identity Platform. Yeah, your digital identity for total control. A national digital ID tool backed by the foundation. MOSIP is yet another point of contention for the privacy standpoint, considering it is a global digital identification system and the negative implications thereof. It just goes on and on. The article is much longer than that. Folks, they already got your smart TVs watching you. They already got the home devices, your phone, all of it. They're already doing it. They want to normalize it and then tie it to a unified ledger of all your currency, all your property, all your stocks, all your bonds, your future earning capacity, all of that, to then control you in live time. And I've played this 50 times or more, but play it again. New listeners, because I'll be telling even people I know are listeners, and I'll say, hey, you heard the FDIC said last year at a meeting that was online, yeah, we're getting ready for the bail-in. It's got to come. We're going to take money right out of people's bank accounts, but they're going to get really pissed. We've got to talk about this because it's imminent, but we don't want to let the public know. And one of the board members goes, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. I mean, it's hours long. I've watched the whole thing. First few times we played like 30 minutes of it. Usually I just play a one-minute clip. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? This isn't coming. This is here. And Trump has promised to block the digital ID and the central bank digital currency. But this is on the FDIC's website, folks. You can go watch the two-hour meeting. I'm sure there's new ones. This is just the one people got and we watched it. So you're giving these horrible globalist criminals that cut off our pipelines, get rid of our borders, give us poison shots, start World War III, total control. And that's why almost every restaurant or store, oh, we don't want cash, got to use an app. Oh, register with the app. Oh, pull up at the Whataburger and there's no people and you just order on an app and it comes out of a window. They're getting you used to everything being a prison grid to outlaw normal human behavior. And then under the social credit score of the Netherlands and Canada, they say, hey, we'll give you welfare for one more year, but you've got to sign this piece of paper to kill yourself. We'll euthanize you. And they send in counselors to tell you how great it is. And now they're making people in Canada wards of the state, even if they're not mentally handicapped or physically. The state says, well, you're out of money. You're a ward of the state. So we're going to kill you because we're your ward. We're your guardian. You don't have free will. Just like the federal court has filings by the feds on Tuesday saying under the 13th Amendment, everybody else owns their name, their right to use their name, and the right for their own Twitter handle, Real Alex Jones. He is a different person. We own it. We're taking it. And you'd think that'd be bigger news. You'd think other talk show hosts would be talking about that. No. I mean, the Hodge twins and some other folks. And I mean, I can't keep track of it. I got a call from Tucker's folks about it. I got to call them back. That was this morning. But I mean, if this was happening to anybody, I'd be all over it. I mean, but no, it's just, yes, Alex. Oh, they always attack him. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, they'll get us next. All right. I know our guest was hauling ass to get here. Is our guest here? Just so I know. We don't know. All right, Sarah Gonzalez will be popping in here soon. And I've got just so much more. EU Council Summit, illegal alien invasion finally begins to be pushed back again. It's got some big news, some positive news. I mean, as bad as all this is, it's all so bad, it should be easy to beat. But we've got to get the public to not act like sheep. And even go to McDonald's. Or you go in and, sorry, no cash here. Okay, let me do. It's all to get you ready. They admit these corporations are under the BlackRock ESG score where the corporations tell them how to operate and what to do to be able to operate in the future. They're already under the corporate social credit score. Now they're trying to make you do it. And if you think you've been censored and harassed yet, you ain't seen nothing. We'll be right back. History is happening now. We are just weeks away from the most important election, not just in our lifetimes, but in history. And the EU is now trying to take over X and Elon Musk's other companies for, quote, allowing free speech. The Democratic Party has filed in federal court to take my name and Real Alex Jones on X. InfoWars could be shut down as early as November 13th. But regardless, I am going to continue fighting on. I'll never surrender. If I'm homeless on the side of the road, I'll be preaching about the New World Order and exposing the whole globalist agenda and trying to stop World War III and the pedophile rings and everything that we've been exposing for so long. And now the Pentagon comes out under orders from whoever's in control of the White House. It's been a coup, as you know, and says, yeah, we're preparing for martial law and for killing Americans. Then they blame Trump and say he's planning that. Everything I've talked about, unfortunately, has now come true. because the globalists made good on their promises decades ago to bring in this tyranny. But for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction in Newtonian physics. There's a giant awakening happening. Everybody sees it. Populists are getting elected around the world. The tyrants are in trouble. They know the initiative has turned against them. So it's critical online to engage in free speech and to support InfoWars, but it's also critical in the third dimension on the street to exercise your free speech. So our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, no matter what happens to InfoWars, is going to ensure that I stay on air and that if we get enough funds, the crew continues on, the other shows, our investigators, the special reports, everything that reach tens of millions of people a day. So I'm going to do my job. I'm humbly asking you to do yours, keep spreading the word, pray for the operation, and support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. There are so many new great t-shirts made by one of the top patron designers out there, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. This one, Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. It's got the new backup site that's being built out, realalexjones.com, and so much more. Let me show you some of the other new shirts that just came in. Now the FDA came out a month ago and said fluoride does lower your IQ and does cause cancer and doesn't help your teeth. So we brought back the classic, there's poison in the tap water. Now the public's ready to be awakened. It's being removed all over the country. Get the shirt, thealexjonesstore.com, and save some lives. We've got this limited edition election bad boy. I'm with the outlaw and the hillbilly at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited edition fentanyl the dragon. Hello, stupid Americans. If you want to meet like-minded people and trigger tyrants, the I Love Alex Jones shirt will surely do it. Many of these designs come from fan requests, like this one, the Alex Jones Was Right jar. I've just shown you a few of the amazing designs at thealexjonesstore.com. We're adding new ones all the time. So check out the great designs, keep the broadcast on the air, and promote freedom in America and worldwide. Thank you all for your support. Now please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at him. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Mysteries of the universe, the age-old questions, where did humankind come from? What is our ultimate destiny? The answers to these fundamental questions are hiding in plain view. We came from the universe. We came from all that is creation. We are part of the universe. We come out of this creation. The answer to the question of our existence is wonderment. The planet Earth is home to our species, orbiting a standard sun, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy.
Here you see a super galaxy, a cluster of galaxies. Each one of these a galaxy on its own. Hundreds of billions photographed by Hubble. And Hubble isn't even getting out of our backyard.
We are in the middle of wonderment, the middle of incredible creation. Humanity has not even dreamed or the mind imagined the potential of our species. People say they want to travel to space as if it's some distant place when we are part of the universe, living on an incredibly rich and gorgeous planet. In the middle of a universe with hundreds and hundreds of billions of photographed galaxies, themselves containing hundreds of billions of stars and planetary systems very similar to our own. Our planet is like a grain of sand at an endless beach. But still, despite the fact that it's so tiny, all of our species' history has taken place on this globe. All the kings, all the tyrants, the heroes, the families, the little children, the discoveries, the passions that were felt, all of those experiences have taken place here on this planet. And though our individual lives are finite, we are connected to our ancestors and their discoveries, their triumphs, their misfortunes, and we reach forward into the future towards our future progeny. And as long as our species is not destroyed, we truly live forever.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
So wait, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for His children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent His own self down here to show us He could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side. So that's the question. Will we become extinct like so many other species? We can go to space. We can create computers. We can theorize quantum mechanics. Picasso, Beethoven. Can we take control of our destiny? Can we have a species-wide debate about our system? Or is death of humankind all that's waiting in our future? That decision, to a great extent, depends on you. So the ball is in your court. Well, that's a good compilation John Mound put together of the pro-humanity revolution. We'll post it on Real Alex Jones on X. I'm also going to post it up on the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X. Hope you follow us there. Regardless of what happens to InfoWars in just 25 days. You know, I really feel like we cover so much of the breaking news, but that's just the symptoms of the disease. It is good to do big picture, isn't it? And I've got some new major breaking news that I'm going to hit here in a moment ahead of our next guest joining us coming up. But I think it's very important to define the Great Reset that the WEF and the UN and Bill Gates are pushing for those that don't know what it really will do to you. And even those that are very informed, this little five-minute compilation I'm going to play right now is extremely informative. So here's the Great Reset explained in 5 minutes.
Reset, it's a great deception. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal, that life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. The World Economic Forum meets every January in Davos. You will have heard of the expression Davos Man. It refers to all the zillionaires and pop stars and popes and princes and politicians who meet every year to map out our futures. This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. This isn't some sky after dark fantasy conspiracy theory. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions. You might think this is a great thing. You might think this is a terrible thing. If implemented successfully, the Great Reset will undeniably and deliberately have extreme and possibly dire repercussions for every single one of your constituents. Already, the Great Reset is being widely advertised on posters and in ads across the UK and Europe, and no doubt will be here before too long. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy is just one of their marketing slogans. The plan involves replacing shareholders of big companies with stakeholders who happen to be left-wing bureaucrats and climate change zealots. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Mrs. Kafut's share portfolio is out. Greta Thunberg's zero emissions are in. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. But remember, it's not only a great reset, it's a great deception. Because in order to get everyday people to surrender many of the rights and freedoms we currently take for granted, the repeatedly stated aim of these organizations is to deliberately use COVID as an excuse, to use all the political and authoritarian tools, as Prince Charles puts it, that are currently being used around the world to eradicate the virus, such as lockdowns, exclusion zones, forced closure of businesses, heavy fines, making protesting illegal, and so on. But now to eradicate carbon emissions. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal, that life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. This is not me saying this. This is them saying it. The people with the power and the means and the obsessional desire to do it. And they keep telling us again and again precisely what they have in store.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight Syria virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world. Rebalancing investment, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
And if it's still not clear, the book written by World Economic Forum boss Klaus Schwab himself, setting out precisely how the most powerful forces in the world are lining up to use the COVID-19 crisis as a pretext for introducing a new climate change focused one world economy that will strip away property rights and basic democratic rights. They are not hiding this stuff. They are shouting it from the rooftops. The World Economic Forum boasts on its website that the only acceptable response to the COVID crisis is to pursue a great reset of our economies, our politics, and our societies.
You want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going into the fourth hour here in about 13 minutes. Sarah Gonzalez, great talk show host of The Blaze, at Sarah Gonzalez TX, is going to be popping in with us. Been wanting to get her in studio. She's been in studio with other guests before, other hosts, but not with me. I've been on her show a few times. Look forward to speaking to her about the current state of the world. Really smart lady. And then Jay Dyer is going to pop in with some breaking news and analysis off the globalist own statements. And then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. That's in about 73 minutes from now. We'll be hosting the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Let me hit some more news here, but just always in the back of your mind, remember, we're 25 days the potential shutdown of InfoWars. That's why you're supported. TheAlexJonesStore.com with the great t-shirts and supplements is critical. And, of course, it's critical for you to check out drjonesnaturals.com with amazing supplements and products there. Also, our sponsor to make sure I continue on with the crew one way or another. I appreciate your support. All right. This is a smattering of the globalist replacement migration open border news. EU Council summit. Illegal alien invasion finally begins to get pushback. European leaders are now talking about measures that used to be taboo, like external deportation hubs, and most are very pleased that the tide is finally turning because they've had globalist banks running politicians against them when they try to save their countries. They're just waiting for the population to have moral courage to speak out against the invasion. EU leaders convene in Brussels for a two-day summit where, despite President Zelensky's visit and presentation of his victory plan, nuclear war, the spotlight was stolen by migration again. Brussels under heavy pressure to to tackle the shortcomings of its recently adopted flagship policy package, the Migration Pact, which failed to address crucial questions such as how to prevent illegal entries and how to effectively deport failed asylum seekers. Well, the UN's running the invasion. The EU's running the invasion in that. You know, well, the parliament will just vote against it. The parliament is advisory. Under the 1947 Steele Agreement and then the 1956 Rome Treaty or Treaty of Rome, look it up, you can read them online, see my film Endgame, an unelected bureaucracy is in control of any EU country that enters it, the EU Commission. Miss van der Leyden is in control. And so it just goes into the fact that they're getting massive pressure and a bunch of countries are now moving to deport the illegals and stop the flood. It continues. Germany, father of daughter murdered by illegal alien, confronts Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, on televised debate. That exchange is on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Absolute hell. Remember, the same globalist policy attacking us, attacking Europe. German teacher describes sexism, bullying, and racism in alien-filled school. Here's another one in the U.S. 25 illegal immigrants, 3 Disney employees, and 157 suspects arrested in Florida human trafficking sting. That's what's going on here. And the illegals have been given a license to go absolutely insane. It's time for the pro-human revolution against the anti-human globalist death cult to launch. It's Team Humanity. I coined the term. Elon Musk adopted it last year. Are you adopting it? We've got to have a counter to the globalist, not just oppose them. That's all extremely critical and important. But it's decision time. And when you back a broadcast like mine, that's one of the strongest ways to back not just Trump, but other anti-globalist populist around the world. Because in case you didn't know, InfoWars is the recognized anti-globalist transmission in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, translated into Spanish, in Portuguese, in Europe, in the U.S. and Canada. Thank you for your support. We need it now. Plus their great products, thealexjonesstore.com. And you definitely want to check out the VIP section. Now, I want to go to another one of the new special reports of John Bound. I'm going to bring Sarah Gonzalez in here for the next hour. So please stay with us for the fourth hour. You may know more about this stuff than I do. A lot of you do know more about a lot of stuff on subjects from your own experiences. But there's new people out there that don't know. I know that's an obvious thing. I said so. Obviously, share the live links at Real Alex Jones on X. In case they take that away, there's a network I work with that doesn't have the issues I have of being shut down that you can check out right now at on X, and I hope you follow it, at AJN for Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, just at AJN Live. All right. Here's another one of the powerful reports he just dropped. New World Order 101. Does it make sense now? We'll be back with hour number 4.
I've been following politics and geopolitics for a good part of my life. I didn't start off deliberately going out to find out everything that was possibly going on. In fact, I had no idea, to be honest with you, how vast the scale of an agenda, a political agenda, is when you're bringing in a global society. Wars have many different purposes. Economics is only simply one big part of it, but cultural change and the building of empire through the defeated nations joining in leagues. Every country was basically signing the same laws, and had been in my whole life, at the same time that affected their societies. Laws were introduced and bills were introduced unbeknownst to the people in those countries that it was being introduced in their neighboring countries or even across the water somewhere at the same time. I realized there was already a governmental control, obviously, that coordinated all of this, and it led me into the United Nations. For every single department of government you have on a federal, local, county, state, provincial level, the United Nations had an equivalent department to deal with everything. It was already set up, in fact, to be global government. H.G. Wells said that the League of Nations, which was the embryo for the United Nations, he said this is the nucleus of the world governments, when eventually all laws will come from there, be passed and signed into law by treaty of all the membering countries. Eventually, we won't even have to go through the farce, and that's what it is, of voting in parties or candidates, because in the latter part of the 20th century and now into the 21st century, we're being trained, rather obviously, to simply accept rule by experts, rule by scientists, rule by professionals, and that's what they mean when they call governance. That's the term used.
The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. Aaron, what do you think Women's Liberation was about? We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib. They do whatever they want to do. What we want doesn't matter anymore. It's their agenda. It's their plans that matter. They have all the money they want. They can make all the money they want. They have a machine that can make all the money. It's not about money. It's about control. It's about their vision of how they want to see the world. You hear George Bush saying, democracy means freedom. No, democracy equals new world order. I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be, and put everybody on this earth to be the best they can be. You have to stand up for what's right in life. And unless you do that, you're nothing.
I'm Alex Jones, and I'm your host on Exposing Mass Media. But our monetary system has been taken over by a group of international bankers. And I know the media has trained us all that anytime anybody talks about the international bankers or says anything like that, they're automatically a kook. Well, folks, I think you look back over all the presidents that have been assassinated that have tried to put us on a new monetary system like Mr. Lincoln. Look on the greenback that Lincoln put out $4.5 billion worth of. It has a red seal on it, a red treasury seal on it. In 1963, he was assassinated roughly 4 weeks later. Many other presidents have been assassinated for this, all for going against the banking cartel. Understand that your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you. Now, you should have to pay interest for a loan. That's fine. This isn't a loan. This is your money. You go and get your paycheck, cash your check. Understand, you're paying the government just to have that money. The banks control this country. Your biggest industry in the world is banking. Not national defense, not the welfare system, none of it. It all pales in insignificance. But why do you never hear about this banking elite? Why do you never hear about it? Because something this big, something this good, they're going to keep quiet. And one more thing, those of you that think you're part of the establishment, when you've got a nice car, a nice girlfriend, you think, hey, leave the status quo alone, I'm part of the establishment. No, you're not, folks. You're getting taxed too. You're getting screwed too. Get involved and be a real leader and not everything in the Patriot Movement is going to be 100% true. But what is important is that we're not a bunch of wild-eyed people bomb-throwing crazies. All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it. I'm Alex Jones. See you, folks.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products in t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts, and not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.